This is CliffCentral.com. Beep 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 beep
beep. He cussed for an audio show.
It is indeed the Casper Radio Show, and I want to take this opportunity with both hands to welcome you all to this fantastic Friday, a Friday we will never see again in our lives, as it will pass us by like time, like sand in an hourglass. Can you hear the sand, children? Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. That's right. That is time. And next to me is a beautiful lady called Betty Bangles. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
You must give up smoking, Betty. Are you well?
I'm very well.
How has your week been, Betty?
Quite busy.
What have you done?
Well, the same old work every day. But then on Wednesday...
Tell me.
We went to see Saturday Night Fever. And last
staying alive,
night...
Staying alive! And last night?
We went to see Nathaniel.
Staying alive, staying alive.
And today's staying awake.
Yay! I love Fridays because we're always here with the show. And I must tell you, dearest, mense, ek is nie volgende week hier live nie. Want volgende week, donderdag en vrijdag, het ek 'n show by Silver Star. Soos julle seker nou al weet. En ek gaan na verskillende dele van die land ook toe. Want ek is opgewonde. Maar, daarom beteken het ek moet volgende week die tyd sloop, om my beauty sloop te kry, en daarom kon nog nie show wees nie, but I will have a podcast ready, a beautiful, lovely little podcast. But I'm warning you, I'm not going to be here. And another thing I wanted to say was that, you know what I did this Wednesday, is I went on a plane with my dogs.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. It was my dream. Reach for a dream. I do look like a reach for a dream patient. And I asked, can we take the dogs up on the air? Not on the air.
Vliegworm.
Yeah. And the Pasella, who's doing a sort of a show about all kinds of things, especially the movie coming out end of October, they said, okay, we will make it happen. We will take Alfreda and Kent up in the air. And they did.
Want jy vlieg moer toe?
Ons het moer toe gegaan, gestop daar, en toe is ons weer terug. En moer toe is nogal nice, ek moet sê, hulle koffie is net bietjie duur. En ons het teruggekom, die honde het so geniet. Like they want to do it again, you know.
Ek het actually die foto gesien op Facebook van Kent wat so by die venster uit tuur.
Ne?
Soos 'n toerist.
Soos 'n fucking toerist. But tell me, Betty, didn't you do Generations this week?
Yes, on Monday. Ek het al vergeet daarvan, actually.
I just wrote it down, yeah, Betty Generation. So yeah. When will we see that episode?
That will probably only be in 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not sure. I'll get the date.
Yeah, I might still be alive, so that's nice. What else did I want to tell you? This news. You know, we had a guy on the show the first time we phoned him in London, and then he came to South Africa, and he was actually a guest. I can't remember.
Well, I ken almal daar. Daai ou.
Wat 'n ou?
Van London.
No, that's Ludwig. No, this guy was on Eggets CJ De Mooy.
Oh, yeah.
We talked to him. He was he left his parents' home when he was 16. He was on the streets, and then he became a panelist on Quiz Games. And he became very famous for that.
Okay.
And then he came to South Africa, Cape Town, but he stopped here and we interviewed him live. Weren't you here either?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So now I see, shock horror, he's been arrested in Heathrow for a murder.
Hectic.
I know, and he was here. Wee, wee, wee,
Don't father ons leven allemaal nog.
No, maybe it's not. Okay, what happened? He wrote an autobiography. What did you say? That one. And he gave me one as well, to Casper with love and blood. No, with love from CJ De Mooy. And then in that book, he wrote that in Amsterdam, and he's off when he was still off as a human being, he was confronted by a drunk guy with a knife near one of those grachten. And then he punched the guy in the face and threw him in the canal. And he never saw him again. And now the police read that bit. And now they have arrested him.
Hectic.
To look where the guy is. So, CJ, we are behind you. Far behind you. No, absolutely.
Weet je vraag kan kak gebeur?
No, it's a second. Sorry. Lekker water. Ek wil jou hierdie gespeel het, wacht maar, dan moet ek eers hierdie uitplak, hierdie inplak. Hierdie het iemand vir my gestuur, maar ek kan nie meer mooi onthou, dit gaan nie, so ek verskoon my asseblief, as dit nou nie werk nie. Maar ek het nogal gedink, dis cute. Cute. Onthou volgende week.
Wel, jy het gedink, Pete's Dragon is ook cute, so ek sal maar judge as ek het hoor.
Laat ek net gaan jou mic afzet. Volgende week is... Montel ook in die show, hoor.
Yay,
Monty. We love you, Mont. Okay, let's see if this is going to work. Okay.
De poes ligt te slapen op de bank. Hak en plak, poes. Schrijf op poes.
What's this?
Let's get a hole.
It's Dutch. It's cat. But it's always so funny for us. No, that was from a supporter who sent me that. Thank you very much. It's not
funny.
Every day that you get someone who are full of gratitude, who is full of gratitude for getting a message with puss 4 times in the message. Okay, well, let us start off with this, and then we see where we go from there. I'm just gonna do this and stop it and just put this on. Let's see now. Yay! It's Casper and Bernard.
Op jou stikke vandag. Ek het heerlike nuus vandag.
Yes.
Jy ken Mark Ruffalo.
Not personally, but I know.
Maar nee, weet wat ek bedoel. Hy, ek wens hy het die belofte 'n paar jaar terug gedoen. Maar hy het beloof dat hy gaan, as die mense teen Donald Trump stem,
ja,
gaan hy sy volgende movie, 'n full frontal nude doen.
Mark!
Hy het, in een video het hy dit beloof, en daar is een klomp celebrity saam met hom in die video. Julle kan die video gaan kyk, dit is Save the Day campaign. Search net die video. En een klomp celebrity is saam in die video. Neil Patrick Harris, Robert Downey Jr.
Are they all going to show their things?
Nee, hulle allemaal vouch vir sy belofte.
Are they all against Trump?
Ja, hulle allemaal is terug. Daar is klomp, Julianne Moore, Jesse Williams, dis een stuk of 20 celebrities in die video.
Okay.
En ja, so ons hoop die mense stem vir Hillary.
Dan absolutely.
Vir Mark se Ruffalo scene.
Then we'll see Mark's hickory, dickory dock.
Ja, en dan op 'n meer ernstige noot, die UK government is committed om alle mans wat, wel nie net mans nie, maar meerderheid is maar mans, wat aangekla is vir om gay te wees basically.
Wat was die klag nou weer? Dit was iets soos unnatural exposure to whatever.
Unnatural of dis disgusting brand wat jy gekry het eintlik.
Ja. Yeah.
En hulle gaan nou hulle is committed om 'n law in te stel om almal te pardon wat daai ding teen hulle naam het. Want
is it still on the record?
Ja, dis nog nie finaal nie.
The bastard, so Oscar Wilde, all those people still got. Ja,
dis meer as 50,000 mans wat onder hierdie law
British.
Ja. Maar want die eerste een is daai Alan Turing wat die movie van gemaak is.
Ja, wat the computer movie? Guy. The Imitation Game.
Imitation Game.
Ja.
Hy is in 2013 is hy gepardon van dit af.
And he's dead.
Ja, hy het 2 jaar nadat hy aangekla is dat hy gay is, het hy selfmoord gepleeg. En jare later is hy nou, okay, dis fine, jy kan maar gay wees. Na sy dood en alles.
In a strange way they say he's the father of the computer, modern computer.
Ja, hy het alles wat ons nou as vanselfsprekend aanvaar het, hy invent.
And he's got this club.
Ja.
That he is a natural.
Ja, maar at least dis nou sad dat hy jare na sy dood eers gepardon is, maar dit het dinge aan die rol gekry dat ander mans ook nou los vrygespreek gaan word.
Well, that is good. Thank you, Alan, wherever you are.
En Jared Leto, ek raak opgewonde net om die naam te hoor. Maak ook waaroor die nuus gaan nie. Hy gaan in nog 'n gay movie speel.
Bless the Lord and all the
mysterious angels. Ek dink hy is op 'n gay streak uit. Want hy het ons Oscar gewen vir Dallas Buyers Club, waar hy drag queen gespeel het. En nou gaan hy in 'n fliek oor die lewe van Andy Warhol speel.
Warhol?
Gaan
hy Warhol? Warhol is glad nie so mooi sy nie.
Nee, maar hulle sal seker maar lelik maak.
No, they must keep him pretty. Otherwise, we can't sit in the IMAX with such a big, ugly motherfucker.
Imagine. Ja, want hy is 'n draakie gewees, Andy Warhol, met sy krulhaartjies.
Ja, en sy snaakse wit.
Ja.
Oh, okay, he's just going to play Andy Warhol.
Ja.
I've read somewhere that people say that if Andy Warhol was still alive, he would have been the king of YouTube and stuff like that. Because that was his
imagine,
kind of thing.
I can imagine, want gepaint en
hy het allerlei goeders gedoen. I know he made one movie with a guy sleeping 20 minutes.
Ja.
He said to watch that.
'N weird fucker gewees.
Ja.
Ja, maar in 'n interview wat hulle vir hom gevra het wat dink hy dat straight male actors word voorgetrek.
Ja.
Toe sê hy ja, hy dink so.
Ja.
En dit is in 'n mate waar want ek meen jy sien daar so baie gay movies wat gemaak word.
Ja.
Nadens is dit 'n gay ou wat die rol speel nie. Hoekom nie 'n gay ou kry wat 'n gay rol speel nie? Dit moet altyd 'n straight actor wees wat nou moet act in 'n rok en moet act om gay te wees.
But they seem to love it.
Yeah, they do, maar they do.
They do.
They do, maar ek bedoel daar's soveel goeie gay actors. Gee hulle ook 'n kans. Hulle is altyd die extras en die kleiner rolletjies en ek meen dis my opinie.
No, okay. Well, I'm sure someone is hearing you.
Dankie. En dan laaste brokkie nuus.
Wat?
Jy het nou daag gevra of gewonder hardop wat van Will Young geword het.
Oh ja.
Ek kan nou vir jou sê.
What had happened to Will Young?
Well, intussen het hy actually hy tree oral op by Glastonbury en al daai festivals. Maar lyk my hy's bietjie van 'n Chris Chameleon tipe van 'n artist.
Oh, what?
Want hy tree op in rokke.
Well,
yeah.
Now that is new. I mean, he didn't win Idols in a fuck on the rock.
Nee, maar die laaste paar festivals en so. As jy kyk op sy Instagram account, hy tree op in rokke, maar dis nie net enige rok nie, dis alles in sulke 50s, 60s style vintage dresses.
Yes.
So hy het nog hulle styl ook.
Will Young and Rocker.
Will Young and Rocker.
I can't. Am I dreaming? Are we here? Is this live?
Ek sweer. Maar nou gaan hy in die volgende Strictly Come Dancing wees.
In 'n fucking rok?
Tintin in 'n ball gown, ek weet nie.
Oh my god, this
in a
posh sequence. Because I like Will Young. He's eccentric.
He is.
A bit. And I will never, ever forgive Simon when he said his fire from the Doors was cuck. And it was a wonderful rendition.
Dit was.
And that actually made him win. The fact that Simon said it was cuck.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you very much. And I want to bring this to your attention because I was waiting for you to see if you're going to say this. I'm going to play this to you and you tell me why I'm playing this particular track to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah. What about it?
Bette Midler.
Well, yay.
Yeah, so it's Bill Dolly.
Tickets are open.
Yeah.
Bookings.
Yeah.
Bookings. So I think you should book.
Ek het klaar gekyk en dit is nogals cheap. Berg. In vergelijking met die ander shows. Dis nie bad price nie.
Well, that's something one has to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Bette Midler's definitely. Dolly.
I look and swell.
Oh, Mammy.
I can
Mammy.
Tell, Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the best. Playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So, bridge that gap,
fellas.
Find me an empty
oh, you die. What is my vrouw, Carol Channing?
Fellas,
yeah.
Danny won't live. What? Yeah. And now it's time.
Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of Cliff Central
and girls.
See how they walk, strut, pose and talk, the boys of Cliff Central
and girls. And remember that this is brought to us by none other than Body Tech.
Presented by Body Tech.
That's what I just said. Mr. Announcer, it is presented by Body Tech.
Presented by Body Tech.
Yeah, I know. So, we got lovely models here today, but this is an enticement for the last couple of weeks of our competition with Boss Models. The best models is Boss. Yeah, you hear about the others, but everyone around the world knows Boss Models, Models, Models. And I am here with Petoho and Lindiwe, and I don't know how long you've been with Boss and so forth, but I want you to tell me everything. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. And how long have you been with Bossy?
I'm Lindiwe. I've been with Boss for 3 years now.
Oh, Lindiwe,
since
okay.
2013, yeah.
And are you enjoying it?
I love it so much. I love it so, so much.
Ben, I just put the mic a bit closer to her. No, not your mic. Her mic. It's just, yeah. It's,
closer.
You know, as close as possible in the US.
Oh, okay.
It's my how it has to go. And Petoho.
Yes. I've been with Boss for, it's almost 2 years now. Yeah, it's great.
How did it happen?
I emailed my images to a few agencies, and Boss was one of the agencies that asked to see me, and I joined with them.
Oh, yeah. So would you recommend people who are listening to take the chance?
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if that's what you really want to do, yeah.
Yeah, you will be the boss. You will get a Boss Model contract, and you will be the girl of Cliff Central 2016.
Mm.
You know, I think that's wonderful. And you will join the stable. Now, what has been for you, Lindy, with the one of the best things you have done so far in terms of enjoyment?
Oh, my gosh. There's actually so many. I think this year's actually been the best for me. Earlier this year, I got cast in an advert, and we got to go to Swaziland for a couple of days. Yeah, and a big one that I recently got is one of the faces of Dark and Lovely natural hair brand that's coming out. Okay. So it's billboards all over Africa. Ooh. So that's so much fun. It's a lot of exposure, and it's so exciting.
That I must say is the fun of a certain kind of jobs in the world, is that you travel,
yes,
see new places, yeah, and you are protected because you come for a job and they take you back again. I like that very much. I would love to do that. Also another, like for instance, actors who must go on a publicity tour all around the world with their movies.
Mm-mm.
That must be lekker. Maybe you're tired, but you know, how long do you get time to shoot if you have to travel to another place? Did they give you a night to sleep?
They do. So usually they'll give you like your time schedule and how everything's going to happen. Usually we start super early, so maybe you'll shoot from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow.
And then you've got free time.
Yeah.
They give you some cash sometimes to spend or go eat or whatever, and you get to see the place. Like it's really amazing. This is an amazing opportunity.
And tell me, do you know one another?
Yes, we do. Yes. We've actually worked together a lot of times.
Okay,
yeah,
because we got two other beautiful ladies. One is called Kahoni and the one is Palesa. We'll talk to them later because we don't have enough mics, okay? Not the person mic, a mic, like
yeah,
this
yeah,
one.
Thank you for
Petoha, tell me,
yes,
do they show you your picture when they shoot, or do you just trust the photographer when he says, more left, more right, or does he show you sometimes, look, that's what I mean, you must open your mouth or whatever?
Usually they have like reference images. But you don't have to do exactly what, you know, they're showing you. I mean, add a bit of personality to it.
Yeah.
Be yourself while you do it.
Do you feel stupid the very first day? Do you feel like self-conscious?
Not really. No.
Okay, because that is the biggest thing you must get rid of.
Yes.
It's just to have confidence.
But actually, when you start out, yeah, you feel a bit... I actually felt a bit stupid when I started out, when they were telling me what to do. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Is this what I must really do?
But that is why when you see it, you understand, okay, it is working.
Yeah, no.
You see, because you're gifted that you look good on film. It's just one of those things.
Yes.
So when they take a pic, you can see, it is working. I mean, you're not stupid. You can see with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got respect for models. Last year when I did that photo shoot for the Pink Lurie, for the campaign, it's weird, the poses they put you in.
Yeah.
And they have twists like this and twists like that.
It's like,
and
it's uncomfortable.
Like,
sometimes you have to stay in like uncomfortable
good
positions.
You've got to be really flex and fit, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Because you've got to do it for a long time as well.
Definitely.
Mm. Yeah, you can't say, I'm a bit tired now.
No.
And also, you have to remember, this is your job now. So if a client wants you to look weird, that's what you do.
Yeah.
It is. No, that's absolutely true. You have to do, but... it's just when once you see what effect it has with your own eyes, yourself on a picture, then you do it with more confidence.
Yeah.
But isn't it amazing that they take 650 million pictures? And I always think the editor. Now, what the hell? If I had to choose between three pictures, much easier. Their head is like 2 millimeters to the left. Okay,
But it's not all photographers that get like that. Some photographers are a bit OCD and they want to get a million pictures.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like that.
No, it takes so much time. Yeah.
When I don't like that, I'm not a model. but yeah, sometimes you get those people.
Yeah.
And do you watch like the reality shows, model reality shows? And
America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
That's actually what made me want to become a model.
True.
And that actually helped me so much in my modeling career because literally all the tips and tricks that Tyra gives the models on the show, that helped me. Like I would do those things and I'm like, okay, when I watch it today, okay, they said do this in front of the cam, do that, know your angles. And it works. It actually works. Like she's not talking shit.
Yeah, it's great. And you have free lessons basically.
Yeah, basically.
From her.
Yeah.
And you get the way because you felt you want to do it, shows you must do it.
Mm.
That is in your blood, in your gut. Oh, that's fantastic. Now, how long have you... You said you've been 3 years?
Three years. She's 3 years.
Okay. And have you been overseas yet?
Not yet. Not on the modeling, no.
But mm-mm. It's going to happen.
Soon. Yeah. Crossing yeah, fingers, across. Yeah.
Have you done a ramp?
Yes.
How's that?
Not my favorite, yeah. Personally.
What kind of a what must you think of when you walk on that ramp? Because it always looks a bit aggressive.
I think Petha should answer, yeah.
It's not aggressive, but it's not easy. There's so much you must think of while you're on the ramp. You need to be relaxed. You need to have your head at a certain angle. Mm. Walk with one leg in front of the other, you know. Look at the cameraman, look straight ahead, have your shoulders upright, and it's a lot. It's actually a lot. It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah.
And I still don't have it yet. I'm still not perfect at it. I'm still working on it. I still practice.
There's a certain rhythm in that walk, douche, 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 stop, turn, douche, douche, douche. And it is not smiley-piley anymore. Maybe it was like that 50 years ago, but now it's like more of a serious face when you walk down. And sometimes the models have the most ridiculous fucking clothes. And you've got to make it work, you know?
Yeah.
With a big lamp on your head.
But the opening of the Olympics, Gisele Bündchen, she walked the whole model ramp walk across the whole field. From one side to the other, halfway through, I'm like, your hip's going to break.
Wow.
But she worked it all the way across the field. It was quite amazing to see.
Also, the more you do it, the easier it becomes, because you become used to it. And if you do it a lot, you know, the easier it becomes.
Mm. True. Mm.
There must always be a challenge in your job. Say to the people, they have to send a picture to Laura at Boss Models. It's all there on the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central Facebook page. You have all the information there. But in one way, it's ridiculous to say, people, you must enter, because you are actually asking for more competition. Mm. But on the other hand, what would you say, who should enter? How must they feel it? Must friends tell them, you should be a model? Or how does it work?
I think if people tell you that you should be a model, and if you feel like you should be a model, if you feel like you've got the height, if you feel like you've got the size in terms of body shape, if you feel like you've got the look and you know how to work your poses, and if you're confident enough and ready to be in the limelight, then you should enter. I think that if you feel like you can be a model, then you should enter.
But it's not only about how you look. Mm. I think you've also got to have a backbone, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to be emotionally fit. Because, you know, some clients say some nasty things, some nasty unnecessary things. And you just need to learn to brush that off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also time management and discipline. Because if you're working or you have school, sometimes you have to say no to jobs. Other times you have to juggle and work around your schedule.
Yes.
So just be prepared to be busy a lot of the time.
And you're only young once, eh?
Exactly.
So just
take the chance. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? They could say no. Yeah. And then you go home and then you're still alive.
No, you try someone else also.
Yeah, never stop with the first no.
True.
I mean, Harry Potter was said no to 23 times before they published it.
Yeah. Actually, I was also said no to a couple of times by a couple of agencies before. Mm.
Same here. Same here. Before I got signed by Boss. Yes.
Always happened.
It's like that one model said the other time. They might say no to you on that day, but it's not the look they want on that day.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. It's about seasons and years.
Yeah.
Now, thank you for being here. Today we have the cast of Saturday Night Fever. They're coming later. So it's more of a disco feel today. So let me play this. And then we will speak to to Kahune and Palesa after this. But this is fucking... Oh, here it is. Wait. Oi. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, and what's your... If you want to share it, Instagram or Twitter?
Okay, my Instagram is LXNDXOX. On Instagram. I know it's crazy, but...
No, well, they can rewind the bloody podcast,
It's Petogo Mogale on Facebook, at Peto_M on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
You're wonderful. You're so beautiful. Thank you very much. Tell me, Bernard, daar's, ek sien daar's boodskap. Dis Adrian. Hallo, Adrian.
Fok.
Sorry.
Hallo, Adrian.
Hallo.
Adrian sê, môre môre julle pragtige skepsels. Wat 'n wonderlike dag is die. Hoekom het hy so spasie daar?
Ek weet nie, dit is hy.
Bly om julle lekker stemme te hoor. Cassie, waar kan ons kaartjies koop vir jou show?
Hoe gaan jy nou vertel?
Want ek beplan om soos die ANC 'n moerse speaker op my kar se dak te sit en deur die strate te ry om aan te kondig dat jy kom.
Asseblief.
Ai fok. Ek tel al die dae af.
Yay!
Jy moet 'n moerse lekker dag en naweek hê. Groet vir jou en my dolla Betty. Betty is met 'n Y. Lots of love, Adrian.
Dankie, Adrian.
Love you, Adrian. En nou Michelle Kirstenbaum,
ja.
Ek love her fun. Ek kan oor en oor sê.
Sê dit weer.
Kirstenbaum.
Ah.
Hi Casper en Betty.
Hallo.
Dankie dat julle my geselskap hou terwyl ek in die bed lê
met
die worst cold. Like be you guys.
Sy is sick, so weet nie wat die fok sy skryf nie.
Sy hallucineer.
Michelle, look after yourself, hey, because I had pneumonia and it's still a bit in my lung. Yeah. God, ek moet nie dit doen nie, dan blaf ek. Adrian, let me tell you something, my friend. We gotta move on, Adrian, because I've had lots of problems, but Adrian, it is still on for the 19th of November in Port Elizabeth at the Broadwalk. It's going to open soon. Get your caterers, get people in the cars, get them to broadcast this news. And we will see you on the 19th of November. I'm looking forward so much to that. Won't you take me to Well, I was in the club. Ach, it was so mooi. So now we're back, the boys and girls of Club Central. And we have wonderful models here from Boss to entice you to utilize these last weeks to enter this competition because it is, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Huh? A couple of days sleep maybe from worrying. But now I have Kahuni and Palesa, who are also with Boss, am I right?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. You look wonderful. I like your look.
Thank you.
It's like
Heritage Month.
Yeah, but I don't want to sound stupid, but I see you with a cocktail in your hand. Mm. I see the sea. I see mountains.
That's a very good look for
it's
me.
It's a good look, eh?
It's a very good look.
With that outfit. No, I love it.
Thank you.
And are you Palesa?
Yes, I
Hello,
am.
Palesa.
How are you?
I haven't met you because we started
late.
Already. I know you weren't late. You weren't
I
late.
I was. In the industry, I'm late.
No, it doesn't matter. What happens when you're late? For a modeling job.
Let's just say you might not get the next job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sort of look at you sternly.
Yeah. It's very cutthroat in terms of time management, yeah. As Lindy was said.
How does it work with models? Do you get picked up and driven?
Don't be a wish.
Okay, this is
I think eventually, once you're like your Gigi Hadid, Naomi Campbell status, you know, then you have those privileges.
But you gotta be on time yourself.
Yes, yeah. You have to always be about 10 minutes early.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you act as well? Have you tried that? Have you auditioned?
Funny enough, I have a degree in fine arts in theatre. It was a passion of mine growing up.
I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I haven't actually acted. I've only written a script.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only done that. That's the only thing that's been played on radio.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
But that's part of the package, you know?
Yeah, no, it helps. It helps.
It helps. So you must, well, I can see you, Palesa. I see you in a movie. Don't take offense, but that's okay. How I see you now. I'm a casting director. And I see you as a professor in a lab.
Oh.
There you are, with a white coat, and you are like seeing viruses. That's what's coming out here, and you got to stop it.
My dad would be very excited because he's a scientist. So
you see, actually, it runs in the blood. I could see it. You, on the other hand, I see as a spy.
Really?
Yes, in a James Bond kind of a movie. Very.
I like guns. Yes. I like guns, so maybe that will work for me.
That will work,
eh? Ek net vinnig inchip. Daar's mense wat wil weet hoe reach hulle ons in die show. So hulle kan net op WeChat gaan, dan op WeChat volg Cliff Central en dan gaan klik op die message to show. En dan kan jy vir ons direk messages stuur.
There's also Twitter, Casper Radio Show. I'm going to go onto Twitter now. Because I usually say I will and then I don't because it's so busy and I can't multitask. But I am climbing onto Twitter right now. And I see there's a lot of messages. So that you can also do if you don't have WeChat. Because I don't have WeChat. So can we chat? I don't have it, so I tweet. And it says here... It says, almost time for the cusp. Oh, that's your tweet. Time for some
cusp. What did you say to disgust?
No. It's just, I thought it's, Martin Venter says, it's time for Cusp Radio Show. And he's got, what is this?
Dis hy het gevraag ook nou, hoe om te reach.
Maar Martin, ek, jy het my gereach. Okay, so you send it there. There's a couple other ones. Yeah, but it's more like retweet. Listen to the Cusp Radio Show. For Saturday Night Fever. Yeah, so they're coming in. We've got Wesley Lauder, Daniel Bass, and Natasha van der Mervy. We saw them on Wednesday night. Stay alive, stay alive. They are coming in. Can you sing?
No, I can sing. In the shower, maybe, but no.
Yeah, no, I can't.
You're not so, because these days you've got to be able to do everything.
Pretty much.
Her look
but
is,
I mean, there's auto-tune.
Her look is that basement, blue light, one mic, red wine, cabaret style.
Yeah,
I can
see
her.
Yeah.
I wish. But I can't.
Yeah, that will also work. I still prefer the scientist with your glasses. Lindiwe. Petrojo. Petrojo, yes, sorry.
Don't.
Just know that I'm stupid. I can't remember. It's true, hey, Annelien? What the fuck's your name?
Annelien.
With Petrojo's glasses. Otherwise, Petrojo can also be a scientist, you know?
She make beautiful. A good one.
So, what can you tell the people out there? You just take a selfie. Hey, or you get your boyfriend to take a picture of you. And then you send it into Lara. Look, our listeners now. We want to get them to enter.
Okay. If they can afford to get a test shoot done, they can do that. But like you can, for now, they can just send like a plain shoot. Like just something that shows their features, their face, and send it.
And only one outfit. You don't have to... Or
keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it very simple. One of your face and then one of your whole body.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then they will decide. Because, of course, the people at the modeling agency, they know exactly what they're looking for.
They do, yeah.
They do. And as I said, some people work on camera, being digital or analog, doesn't matter. And that's what they see in their assessment of you. So if they tell you, oh, you're so beautiful. Skryf in, Santi. And the answer comes back, no. Then maybe you should, you know, try another angle with your beauty. Like become a waiter. No, I'm just being facetious. And I don't even know what facetious is. But I've heard the word somewhere.
Okay.
What is facetious? Is it facetious to do?
Glad nee.
Fishies. Oh, not fishies. Oh, my God. What has been the nicest thing you've done? Lindy, where?
It's Kaune.
You see, I'm fucked.
I've only been with Boss for a month and a half now.
What?
Yeah.
You're a newbie.
I'm a newbie.
Okay. Yes, well, that's nice and excitement.
Boss. It is. It's very exciting because, like, Boss is recognized everywhere.
Yeah, yes. I know.
Yeah. But, like, since I joined, I've done two editorials so far with Marie and Claire. And I'm looking forward to doing more. So.
Well, you're fortunate, eh?
Yeah, very.
You started very big.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, now, we're going to go do a Casper memory test. Let me just get
this right. Your memory test
I'm gonna
a Casper Radio Show
say
memory
my name,
test?
Say my name. Pacella.
Don't
this worry. Is Pacella.
I get that.
This is Pets for the Holiday. This is... Jesus. It's Lindiwe and Petoho. Why can't I? But I'm always like this. Palesa.
Yes.
Kahoni. Lindiwe. Petoho.
Yes.
Yay! Thank you.
On the end of an interview, lekker.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, but I want to ask you the same question I asked them. And that question was your social media. Do you allow people to follow you? Are you private? And if yes, what's your Instagram and Twitter and all that? Let's start with Palesa.
Because the industry is so... has progressed so much now. A lot of clients go through your Instagram to see if you have a following or you're keeping up with what's in, and that's what they use now as a platform. Mm. So it's not advisable to have it private. I've had it private before, but then coming into understanding how the industry is always growing, you need to expand yourself more. So you have to allow people to follow you. Follow a couple as well. I mean, your fashion... bloggers, your fashion designers, other models. So just support the industry as a whole.
Because we live in a modern time, that is a kind of networking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I get a job or if someone on Instagram wants to shoot with me or something and they ask for other girls, do you know any other girls? I mean, I can always like DM the rest of the girls or WhatsApp them and be like, hey, girls, are you willing to do a shoot? I mean, it may not be paying sometimes, but there's also pictures that if it works for you and your look, you can always use them for your book and your Instagram profile as well. Mm. So it's about pretty much helping each other out.
So have you given me your Instagram number?
No,
let's
haven't.
Do that. It's, slowly for the people at home.
It's Mamelo_Palesa. So MAMELLO_PALESA.
You must look up all these fucking names and we must follow them, eh? And Kaone, tell me, you've only been there for a couple of weeks, months or whatever. How, if I tell you, hi, I am very rich and I want beautiful people at my party, how much will you charge me to just be at the party because they need beautiful people?
I think you have to ask Lara that because, like, they have to go through the agency.
That's very.
It's a good answer.
Yeah, you have to go through the agency.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but that's gonna happen, eh? You know that.
You direct them to the agent.
Yeah, but that is, I mean, those parties will happen, but then you just go with it because that is part of being beautiful. Is that they want beautiful people? I mean, it's not going to be seedy or yucky. It'll be high-profile people. I'm telling you.
Okay, all right.
You prepared, girl. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Kaone Monamuji, KAONE MONAMODI. And my Facebook and Twitter, it's just Kaone Monamuji.
Well, people, I hope to see you later in the year with the part when we have our party.
Yes.
I hope you get the invite. Don't miss
you
us.
You will. No, you will. Boss is there.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That was part of the deal, is that all the Boss models are there, and we invite these two new, the guy and the girl, we invite them to the family.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Okay, well, and in the spirit of Saturday Night Fever, let's play this little sucker. Is this playing? Woo! Yeah, we have that. Okay, we're not playing that fucking again. What's this?
That was actually a nice jam.
Yeah. What's this? Do we know this? I think.
And it is.
This disco, eh? From years gone past.
Yeah.
So what's this?
Okay, it's a normal journey.
What's that clunk?
Don't leave. Is it Don't Leave Me This Way?
Yeah. This is a classic. Yes, don't. That is Don't Leave Me This Way.
Ek weet dinge.
Well, you gotta leave us this way now, unfortunately. Nice to meet
right, thank you.
You're also wonderful, eh?
Thank you, thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Okay, so it's time for our soap, Consistory. Now, remember that next week I am not here. So this would be the last con until 2 weeks from now. I want you to enjoy it from the bottom of your heart. I don't care what anyone says. iFix is the absolute best to repair your phone or tablet.
No, ma'am. I beg to differ.
What do you mean?
They've changed their name.
What? To iFox?
No, WeFix. They are now WeFix, and they repair Huawei, LG, Samsung, and Apple devices.
Fantastic!
Uiteindelik die rus van my siel. Nertsie. Ek love Bridges of Madison County. Nee, van die mooiste plek wat nog ooit gemaakt is. Sorry, heb ik jou reeds. Met een popcorn. Lekker.
You know, I get the distinct feeling that I'm lost.
Are you supposed to be in Iowa?
Metal Stuk!
Yeah.
Stryp!
Well then, you're not that lost.
You caught me.
That's good dog.
I was just picking you some flowers.
Good dog, man.
Quick word. Pass forbij.
They still do that, don't they? I'm not on a date, am I?
Jullie prestige is nog wel lekker. Cinemas. My sit lekker, my skry lekker kos.
Kos een kakke is vol.
Ek sies dat.
Kos baie.
Ja. Moet niet zo lelijk praat nie, mevrou.
Ek het een sekte. Komt gesig. Ek het Tourette's.
O, jammer. Wat is uw naam?
U? Wie sy naam Rita is? Kyk nou die vervrokkende vliek.
Jammer. My naam is Dimitri.
Aangenaam. En seker nou al die agste keer wat ek hierdie foef sien.
Ja. Ek hou van hierdie cinema wat die, al die ouwe flieks wys. Dis lekker. Jy kry nie altyd die groot skerm en die klank in jou huis nie. Party mense wil ek het die hele groot ding gaan koop. By game, maar my bure het my aangegee by die polisie vir rusverstoring.
Nou maar, hoe laat het jy hierdie fokken flieke gekyk van jou?
3:00 oggend.
Ha, die snaaks, Dimitri.
Ok, ek gaan jou nou los, jy die fliek klaar kyk.
Asse,
Blief.
Maar daarna kan ons miskien een koffietje gaan drink.
Ja, ons sien na die tyd. Ons sien na die tyd, wat ek net hierdie verflipte film voltooi.
Vegie, waar is jy? Jy los my alleen hier in die bed. Ek is so dors. My lippe breek soos klippe. Dit lyk of ek 'n bergkraans verlip het. Waar is jy? Hoekom los jy my? Jy vergiftig my. Vegie. Jy vergiftig my en dan los jy my. Vegie. Waar was jy?
Ek was hier onder die bed.
Ek wil nie uit, maar jy laat my nie bel nie. Jy laat my nie erns heen gaan of heen rij nie. Jy los my nie hier.
Ja, Attie, ek dink het is tyd dat ons dan maar die waarheid in die oë kyk en dat jy besef dat jy my pion is. Ek het grotere planne. Grotere planne, hoor jy my?
Maar het is een skree nie. Die gif wat jy my gee maak my oor so sensitief.
Ek gee nie help nie.
Au.
Luister, Attie, lê jy nou maar lekker in jou beekie. Jy sal nie doodgaan nie, ek sal seker maak daarvan. Maar ek moet eers 'n taak hier afhandel en dan sal ek jy jou vryheid gee.
Wat 'n sinistere plan het jy? Hoe kon ek nie deur jou fasade kyk nie? Nou is ek gevang in my eie spinnerak.
Nee, het was my spinnerak, maar wat is 'n fasade?
Gaan soek dit op in die woordeboek, jou kluit.
Hey, as jy met my lelik is, dan het ek 'n paar nieuwe poeiertjies vir jou. Ek sal jou mond oopspir met daardie blik oopmaker. Nie goed so in. Wat sê jy vir my?
Fok jou.
Ok, jy gaat die fasie blik oopmaker.
Nee, asjeblief. Kan iemand mij net helpen? Die telefoon.
Hallo, dit is Feige. Marcel.
Help my.
Wat is dit?
Ons het wel hondjie gekry, 'n poedeltjie. Maar hy, hy die verkeerde pellets gekry. En nou grom sy magie.
Ach, sies toch. Sê vir my, Feitie, kan ek met Attie praat?
Nee, Attie is nog siek, hy slaap.
Help.
Wie was dit? Ek hoor help.
Nee. Dit is die hondjie. Die poedeltjie. Attie slaap nog. Maar weet jy wat? Ek sal vir hom sê jy het gebel en dan bel jy wanneer hy wakker is.
Alles okay, Feitie?
Ja! Natuurlik, my skat. En my baba, hy hoor. Niemand sal jou kry voor ek nie besluit het is tyd nie.
Hallo, Benny.
Dominique Gordon.
Is jy nog bezig hier? Op die goeie pad?
Ja, Dominique. Ek het goeie nies. Ek bestel uit 'n nuwe katalogus van 'n nuwe maatskappy wat kerke en konsistories help. Hulle naam is JVJ.
JVJ.
Ja, Jubel vir Jesus. En kyk, ek het bestel 'n doopvond.
Aha.
Allerhande broodjies, panting broodjies en meellose broodjies en broodlose broodjies. Dominee, ek het ook Jerusalem water vir die doopvond. Dis 'n bietjie duur, Ek dink dit is 'n goeie kliënttrekker.
'N kliënttrekker.
Ja, mense sal van heinde en ver kom as dominee Jerusalem water het.
Nou, hoeveel het hierdie Jerusalem water?
Dit was 4299.21
vir hoeveel bottels?
Vir 1.
Hoeveel liter is in daai 1 bottel?
250 milliliter.
En hoeveel het jy bestel?
50.
Maar my goeie godgegewe kak, wat het dan daai kop van jou aangegaan? Ons het nie soveel geld nie. Hoeveel is dit?
O, my heren, Benny. Wat doen my nie?
Nie die water alleen kos ons 240.000 rand. En dan nog die doopfond en al die ander kak wat jy gekoop het. Jy maak ons bankrot.
Nee, dominee, hy het gesê ons kan afbetaal.
Oor hoeveel jaar?
Oor 3 maande.
Wat?
Ek het dominee nog nooit so onstig gesien nie.
Wel, Benny, jy gaan hiervoor opmaak. Jy gaan van nou af vir die volgende 6 jaar verniet werk vir die gemeente.
Maar dominee, wat gaan ek werk aan en wat gaan ek bekostig? Hoe gaan ek eet?
Dit sal jy self moet sien. Jy kan 'n prostituut word soos Marcel.
Ek is bang, dominee, my hol is heilig.
Nee, jy kan maar vir my bel voor jy bestel. Hier staan dit ook uitgeborduur in gare. Bel voor jy bestel. Rita het dit nog met gare aan mekaar genaai. Ek mis haar nou so.
Ek is jammer, dominee, ek wou net gehelp het.
Wel, jy sal moet probeer om hierdie man in die hande te kry en die bestelling te stop. Dis die beste wat ek nou anders is, jy so knie in soveel la van kak, dat selfs Jesaja jy jou nie sal uitkry nie.
Ja, dominee, ek is jammer, dominee. O, toch, wat het ek gedoen?
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
It's a train. It is my great pleasure to welcome our extra special. Are you from the Avril Elizabeth home? Fuck, come again. Extra.
Extra.
Special.
Special.
That's better, choir. Now go sit down. Our extra special guests. That's Daniel Bose from Saturday Night Fever. Natasha van der Merwe from Saturday Night Fever. And Wesley Lauder from Saturday Night Fever. They're all here. They're live. They're alive! And this fucking song they want to play! Come on! Here you go, there you go! Mary! You! Welcome, Wesley.
Hi there.
You are a friend of the show.
I am a friend. I'm a fox.
You're a fox.
Yes.
And very soon to be knighted.
Thank you. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think actually we will knight you.
Right now?
No, not right now, but today.
But today.
Yeah, because I think you've been here for the third time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's night time.
I'm knighted now.
Dit Natasha van der Merwe, hallo.
Hallo, gaan het?
Ja, lekker.
Lekker.
Jy speel, wat is haar naam?
Stephanie Mangano.
Ja, dit is die Saturday Night Fever. Which I must tell you, I just missed as a child. I watched Grease and loved that. I don't know the story, so I can't remember the names. But I know it's like those Mangano, Batano. And then Daniel, you are Tony.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, Daniel.
Ach, Casper.
He's got such a nice scene, people. I think it's worth the ticket. Flock.
Right.
He goes up in his room and then he must change. Jesus, I love you with all my heart for that, what I have seen. He's got a beautiful body, but he's straight. You can be glad because you have been fucked.
Can I just say, Darren, I had the surname first.
Oh, yes.
Boom.
Taryn is your fiance.
Yes, yeah. Taryn Lee Hudson.
She was here. She was in I Love You Now, Perfect Change.
She was, yes.
Yeah. And she was in Singing in the Rain.
Yes, she was. She played Lena Lamont.
Yeah, Lena Lamont.
And she was in Jersey Boys.
And you were also Jersey Boys, Daniel.
Yeah, that's where we met.
Oh. And Natasha, you, what have you done?
I've done Mamma Mia.
I Love You Now.
Oh, thank you.
I like ABBA.
And I did Die van Aardes van Grootoor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The musical version in Cape Town, yes, with Skulk.
Ja, dis reg. Ja.
My goodness.
En ek het Peter Pan Panto gedoen, saam met Wesley.
When I played the Dame Clementina Coconut.
Yes.
Oh, bless Clementina.
You should have kept that part of your name.
I like my name, though.
So, who did you play in Mamma Mia?
I was ensemble.
Oh.
Yes, I sang and danced.
What was the ensemble surname?
Guinevere Fredericks.
Wesley, first thing I want to tell you.
Yes.
Oh, no, well, first before I tell you something, just read something there for me, Bernard.
Martin Venter sê, goeie genade Gertruida, wat a mission. Nou weet ek ook hoe om WeChat werk. Hoop nie ek het bom laat afgaan in die rak. Fok, dis ver. Nie die rak, nie die screen.
Ja, die achter in die boek rak wel.
Ja.
Hoop nie ek het bom laat afgaan in die rak met my onkunde nie. Hashtag Yara. Dankie vir 'n lekker show. Bly om bietjie live te luister en nie 'n podcast te vang nie. Groetnis, Martin Venter.
Dankie, Martin. Hallo julle awesome mense. Alles
goed. Maak u sê, hallo julle awesome mense. Ek het gewonder of julle laas week se RuPaul gekyk het. Mm-hmm. Die einde was priceless. Ek is so happy met die einde. Ek kan haar nie vat nie.
Okay, let's talk about this because we had Jared here and we talked about all the shows and yeah. We said we're going to watch RuPaul's Drag Race. So we did watch and then they were all in the mirror.
Yes.
And the one who was the winner of the last week was voted off. Don't you like her?
For what's her name? Alyssa
Edwards.
Sy's so dom soos grond. Sy's rarig. Sy dink sy's hysteries snaak. Sy het moments, maar niks om oor te skryf nie.
Just want to follow up from Jared. He said we must watch Brain Dead, which I then did, and I love it. So you can watch it. It's still available. And then that gay bachelor thing we talked about, yes, Finding Prince Charming, I started watching that. I can't remember a lot. I think it's when my sleeping pills kick in.
What channel is that on?
That is Logo.
Okay. Logo TV.
It's like Logo. No, we're talking Apple TV now, darling.
Okay. Yeah, on here.
The Miss Brandon's Charmer. Do something about your dog. Oh, that's something I must tell you. The whole mall is fucked up. Oh, that was something apparently I wanted to share. Okay, yeah. So we watched that. Now, Wesley, I've got an Apple key to school with you.
Hot.
Wesley, you have ruined Slava Snow Show for me.
Why?
Because your storm was better.
Yay!
Yeah.
Nice setup.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I heard about the Slava okay. for years. This is a snowstorm. I was excited. I saw your snowstorm and go, wow. I was like, I had to go pick myself up against the wall. It was fantastic. The prince was from balance off and all this. Slava Snow Show, nice, very beautiful, nice Cirque du Soleil feeling. Here comes the storm at fucking last. Mm-hmm. It was less time than your storm. I thought I'm going to sit in the storm for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't.
No.
So I thought, no, I like the Wesley storm.
Thank you very much.
So his storm wasn't sleeping.
It was in Sneeuwwijkie.
Sneeuwwijkie.
Yeah.
Sneeuwwijkie.
Wijkie.
Very good. I'm very impressed. So
thank you.
So did you study how do you get a storm going on a stage or what? How did you get to do that?
It was a very interesting process. We did a lot of experimenting, and eventually we got it right to... I don't want to give the secret away, but eventually...
I know, but you got an Emirates plane to park on...
Basically, we just opened up the stage door.
Yeah, and on his way to the runway...
On his way to the runway, he just let it go.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed, and I always wanted to cock on you for ruining Slava.
Thank you.
Now, your choreography in Saturday Night Fever is fantastic, Wesley.
Thank you.
I was so impressed. I forgot that you did it.
Thank you very much.
And then I read, of course you did. So are you like an all-rounder? Are you like one of those genius kids?
Yes.
But you can't play sports, hey?
No, I can't play sports.
So at least there was some fairness.
No, there was definitely fairness. No, thank you very much. Yes, I choreographed Saturday Night
Fever. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Wesley can't play sports, but he dances incredibly well, though.
Thank you very much. Stop it, both of you. Mm. They're fantastic in the show.
Every time I look at Daniel, my stomach turns.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
What happens? You get used to it.
I think I'm falling in love.
Okay, cool. We need it.
But it's a crush. Small crush. Natasha, but you're also beautiful, hey?
Why don't you?
I don't go for that.
But I appreciate the compliment coming from you, so thank you so much.
Yeah, you two were great. You were on fire.
Thank you. I saw
Natasha for the first time. Ek nie geweet van jou nie. Sorry,
nee,
maar in Dragging 30.
Dis reg, ja.
En ek het vir Casper gesê, ek het die show gekyk en ek het heeltyd gedink, ek wil hierdie girl in 'n groot production sien want sy het 'n amazing stem. En nou het ek.
Baie dankie.
Dis regtig goed.
Baie dankie. This is why I call.
Wesley.
Yes.
Who directed this?
Saturday Night Fever was directed by Greg Homan. And it was very exciting because it was his first full large-scale musical that he's ever directed. He's more of a plays director in South Africa. So it was his first musical that he directed. And it was musically directed by Rowan Bucker, who also musically directed Sweeney Todd.
Ah.
You came to watch, did you not?
Oh, yeah.
Sweeney Todd.
Now, Rowan, was he in front then?
Yes,
he was in front,
waving his hands. Oh, yeah, no, great. Is there an actual band there?
There's an actual band.
Okay, I wasn't sure whether he was miming.
There's an actual band, yeah.
Okay, now, I've got something to say to the director.
Go for
But maybe he was under contract to do that. Why was Immortality cut?
It's very interesting, this new version, because this is a completely new version of Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Where what they did with what the original creators of the movie and this specific musical have done is they tried to take the story back to the movie.
Yes.
And that means that they cut a large number of the original Bee Gees tracks that were in the actual show. So what you saw on stage was not... it was the script that we had received that we actually put
you
on.
Had
so
to do.
Yes, there was we didn't add any new music
or cut stuff yourself.
Yes.
Because I know, let me tell you a little story because I'm old. I saw the original when it just came out in 2000 and whatever. And then the song Immortality was being plucked by Celine Dion for this musical.
Yes.
And then they sang it on stage, and I loved the song.
I love the song too, but we got the script that it was already cut. The song was cut completely, so...
Is this Immortality? Okay, I was going to say, please play it, because I actually don't know.
Daniel!
Yeah.
My heart is shattered. Hear this beautiful song, Daniel. You will sing it so beautifully. So this is who I am.
And this is all I know. It's coming.
It's nice, eh?
I'll reserve my comments.
Wait. Have you never heard this song?
Wait for the chorus, I think you have. But I will stand for my dream
if I can. That sounds familiar.
It is. It's Celine Dion.
With her man voice on.
No. The Bee Gees did it. She plucked like Julie Covington sang "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina."
Yeah, okay.
Before Bee Gees, they did this before the musical opened. Natasha, you sing with him, I think, isn't it? It's after the death, I think.
It's tragedy.
It's in tragedy.
Well,
that's really what we have.
When they, it's interesting because they don't actually have a duet together at all.
Oh.
Because, if I may correct myself, the actual duet between them, for artistic reasons, we decided to remove from the show. But that was the only real change that we did musically.
Shh.
I think we would have bored the audiences if we put this one on.
No, you can never bore anyone, Daniel.
It's very slow, eh? Hey? Big time ballad.
It's beautiful.
Okay, so that was Scott. I saw the production. All I remember, I must tell you people, is a big motherfucking bridge on the stage. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
And the rest I can't remember. This one I can remember. I couldn't remember that the Broadway one.
Thank you.
So, what I'm saying is yours is better.
Thank you.
Yeah. Donkey Gasper.
Yeah, thank for you. Sure. I couldn't remember a thing. And I thought, what happened? I just remember Immortality because at that stage I loved the song. So I said, oh, yeah, it is. So I think you sing Tragedy, which also, you did it well, eh?
I can only slap rock, I can't make die song. But Jay sang.
That's very
sleeping
rude.
You to sleep.
Yeah, man, I will let this amazingly mooi gesing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Maar my favorite scene is waar al die bokse se ligte aangaan en elkeen, wow.
Yeah, the staging was beautiful. That reminded me a bit like a fucking bento box Japanese. All those boxes and the colors. It was beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
It looks beautiful. Who's the stage designer?
The set designer is Dennis Hutchinson.
Oh, a good name.
Yes, and I think he did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the set designer is beautiful.
I was so glad the bridge was gone. It was there at the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like when we were in set design discussions, there was something that we tried really hard to bring into this production is that sense, that risky sense that they're actually on the bridge and not just on 500 rostrum or whatever. So
yeah, no, it looked like absolutely.
No, it's legit. Yeah,
yeah, with a car scary there. Up there. Yeah. Oh, for you too.
Yeah, if we fall, we're pretty stuffed.
It's safe.
It's safe, people. So when do you perform, Natasha?
We are performing until the 9th of October.
Tuesday to Sunday.
Will it tour?
Unfortunately not. No, we've got a limited season only at the State Theatre. So, okay. Have to hurry and come get your tickets.
Okay, here's the tragedy. Tragedy. I can't say that word. Tragedy. No, but you sang it slower.
Yes, yeah. It's reworked.
You did it very well.
Thanks. Yeah, there's a little bit of...
this is more
upbeat. Thank you.
It was like, sing a bit of how you did it. I mean, even though it's skew and we like singing here.
Here I stand in a lost and lonely.
This just in.
It's beautiful.
The leader's cock. Daniel Bass has been replaced in Saturday Night Fever.
By Casper de Vries.
Yeah, I mean.
Nou gaan ek vir jou sien.
That little, those little black speedo.
But that Chucky. Was... have you taken pictures of them? Take pictures of them. What's your name? Banner.
Of course.
Now, how did you start in this industry? Do you do musicals? Is that your big thing? Or do you act? Tell me. Because I'm like an old man on the edge. I don't know anything.
No, it turns out that musicals are my thing. I never studied it. And after a season of Idols back in 85, I got a role in a pantomime as Prince Chuck B. Charming. And then so I just kept going from there, really, and it's gone well. It's been my my lifeline.
How far did you go in Idols?
I came fifth.
That's why I know your face.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a little peroxided mohawk.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, yeah. It was all the rage.
Gareth was here. Gareth was looking at you just now because obviously he knows you then.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, that's why I know you. Idols.
I watched that production of Snow White where you played Prince Chuckby Charming. Actually, yeah. It's a tidbit. Use it, don't use it.
Who's directed?
Janice Honeyman.
Oh, big one. Mm-hmm. Oh, the big one.
Mama J directed that one.
And then you were in the, rounds. You were passed
on. Yeah, then I got into it. Yeah, I did Boys in the Photograph.
The soccer one.
And Mamma Mia, also with Tash.
That's were you the lead?
No. I was the understudy to Captain Cape Town, Stephen Jabber.
Still the
Captain
beginning.
Cape Town. Yeah.
Captain who?
Captain Cape Town. I don't think he's been sick a day in his life.
Yeah.
You never got to play it?
No.
Bastard.
We got called in many times for understudy rehearsals.
Of course, you've got to know what's going on.
Shitloads. So Jersey Boys was my first big lead.
And you were one of the Jersey Boys?
Yes, yeah. Okay. I was Tommy, the wanker that screwed everything up.
I can't remember that.
It's nice to play the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always nice to play the bad guy. It is. It's much more interesting.
Yeah.
And then Jersey Boys, and now, did you have to audition for this?
I did, yeah. I was a bit of a late entry, but if everyone got called in, Tash came and read with me, and Wes put me through my paces there. Sheepers, he was making me try to do this lunge into a double pirouette over and over again. I've got little toothpicks for legs. So I was struggling. He's like, no, just do it again. I'm like, I'm going to blow my poop valve over here.
Was it that bad?
Yeah, it was hectic. They were burning.
Well, it was a poker face because it didn't look like
at
it.
At least we only did three counts of eight or something. You know?
So were you trained as a dancer?
No.
So you just do it naturally as well?
Mm. Yeah. No, it's real natural.
That's fantastic. And a touch of you. What's your route to here?
Sure. I started dancing from the age of three.
Okay.
But then I studied at the Waterfront Theatre College for 5 years. And I majored in dance, drama, and musical theatre.
Okay.
And then it's taken me a while to get here. and that's pretty much it.
So you're in the starting blocks. You've now started off in the main events of the Olympic Games. And now it's just bright lights in the future.
Ach, ek hoop so.
Ek hoop ook so.
Dankie, ja.
Ja, dit is lekker. Jy weet, as 'n mens jouself al afsonder... Jy was op 'n tyd dat jy almal geken and you were like cock of the walk and then later you don't know anyone anymore because it comes in every year, new talent and you sort of lose touch with names and so it's amazing to come and watch a show like this and see Daniel and you for the first time. Well, now I know why I know Daniel's Idols, but and it's just going, wow, we got stunning talent. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's very cool. Thank you.
And Wesley, so how do you end up choreographing? What's the word?
Choreographing.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm just testing. Are you on a Rolodex and people call you and say, come, choreograph?
No.
Are you that good?
Yes.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, Tash. It's interesting. I've had an affinity to choreography, and I think it's just because I'm a director or whatever. So I like the two, and I can dance. But
can't you dance?
I can dance, and that was very confident. I can dance. Oh no.
I could see that.
No, I choreographed Spring Awakening in 2010. Which is quite a contentious little musical. It was a South African premiere, and from then it sort of just happened that I started choreographing, other things. I could Guma music to get into choreography.
Oh, baie geluk!
Ach, dankie, Annemarie. In I've just been choreographing. So, and when Bernard J and Greg called me and asked me in to have a chat about choreographing Saturday Night
Fever, you said yes.
I did say yes. I thought it would be an awesome opportunity to be challenged in something completely different because disco is a specific kind of style, and I thought that would be really awesome to be challenged in.
You were very, I mean, it's amazing what you do. I'm astounded and aghast because you direct, you acted in Sweeney Todd.
I did.
Did you do the dancing for Sneewaiki?
No, I directed and co-wrote Sneewaiki.
But you could have done the choreography if you really wanted to.
I could have, yes.
Yes. And co-wrote it.
I did co-write it.
This talent here.
Thank you, Casper.
Okay, so I gave you all an address. Just read it for me, the address, so that people at home can now also, or people on the podcast can also go there. We have been to that site before, people, but I've seen there's a new function.
It is en.nametests.com.
Okay.
That's en.nametests.com.
And I asked you people to choose anything you want and tell me what it says. So, Daniel, let's start with you.
I chose which word defines the life of Daniel.
And?
How introspective. Noble.
I would say fuckable. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. Being fuckable is great, huh?
Yeah, okay.
It is, totally.
I'm
with you.
I'm so impressed that you're taking this in your stride and not vomiting. Fantastic. Cool. Natasha, what did you...
So I asked... The meaning of my name, which is from the Egyptian word Natashax, which means calm, and from the Babylonian word Fandael, and means happiness. So Natasha van der Merwe dates back over centuries because it originates from those words. The meaning of your name is reflected in your character because you are brave, loyal, and honest. Your friends love and admire you, and the sound of your name instantly reminds people of your big heart.
It's a lie.
That's absolutely bullshit.
I feel like this thing doesn't know you at all.
It doesn't know you at all, yeah.
No, Moorman.
Never heard of an Egyptian van der Merwe. And you, Wesley?
I did the one, how would you die in a horror film?
Oh,
and I actually chose this one because I've got such an affinity to horror. And it was, Wesley gets slowly tortured by a psychopath.
Oh.
Suddenly, my panties are full.
Tinder date gone wrong.
Asphyxiation.
I could read it. Wesley, you will have the audience at the movies hiding behind their popcorn when you get slowly tortured by a psychopath.
Oh, now I feel like popcorn.
Hey?
Yeah.
Oh, because you want to watch me get tortured by kind.
And you, Bernard?
Mine's quite funny, actually. I asked, what movie matches your life perfectly? And it's not as much the movie as the name, but I got The Hunger Games.
That's funny. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay, people, so you know that every week we have the Golden Oldie slot, and this week I thought it very appropriate. Let's first play the...
Stuff Poopies for J.H.
We go back to the Golden Oldies and Stuff for Piss, and it's brought to us... by...
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Undeniably delicious. And I decided today that our stuff puppy would be none other than Celine Dion, Immortality.
I love this song.
Now all of a sudden you love it. Okay, so let's get her to sing a little bit of this, because it's actually quite sweet.
I must choose to live for all that I can give, the spark that makes the power grow, and I will stand for my dream. Symbol of my faith in who I am, but you are my only, and I must follow on the road
daar sê, dit is pragtig, né? Immortality van Celine Dion. Nou het ek gou gaan kyk hiersof op daai name test vir my ook ene. Ek gaan hom nou inlog. Dit sê what does love mean to you? What does love mean to you? It's logging into Facebook as we speak and it says it's analyzing me. And love means what? Calculating my result. Casper. Love means knowing no matter what you have a partner. I don't. What nonsense is this? Someone you can arrive. I don't have to rely on. It makes unconditional and you should feel very good inside. Love should never be difficult. Life is difficult enough. Well, thank
deep.
I saw my old clam and I fucking sung. So Wesley, are you going to direct next year's Panto?
Yes, I am directing next year's Afrikaans Panto.
Wesley, remember three words.
Okay.
For the Panto. Casper de Vries.
There we go.
Playing the Dame.
Cast.
Playing the Dame.
Thank you very much.
I've never done that. I've always been too expensive. But for you, I'll be cheap.
Okay. I'll relay the message to the producers. I promise I will.
But I'm not in the good books for Empress.
Why?
We had a fight.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I don't think they will. So therefore, say my name.
Yeah.
Say what they say.
Okay.
See what they say. Okay. And that's going to be what's the theme of next year's Panto?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Why not?
Because I think it's got to, because it's still in the process of being cast and the media packages and stuff haven't been sent out yet.
Okay, let's guess. Peter Pan?
Nee, Peter Pan, nee.
Puss in Boots?
Nee. Wat is dit, die gesewelde kat?
Nee. Wow, die poes, ja. Puss in Boots.
Jy sien, dit gaan nou poespas wees.
Ja, dit gaan,
ja. I'll play that. So what else is pantomime fodder? Roy Kappie?
Nee.
Is nie sneeuwekie? Waterkie? Sneeuwekie het julle gedoen? Sleeping Beauty?
Maybe, no. No.
Okay. So when are we going to announce it?
Probably December side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be there.
Thank you.
And Daniel, you? Moving on to what?
I am reprising my bit in West Side Story as Action. And then also...
Sing a song from Action.
My name is Action and I'm in West Side Story. Yeah.
Very good. I remember that one.
So clearly.
Yeah. And you, Natasha?
I'm going straight into Panto. Robin Hood, Babes in the Woods with Janice Honeyman.
Ah. Were you in a Panto before?
I was. I played Tiger Lily in Peter Pan. Yeah, she didn't wear much clothing.
She's got a bodice, my doll. You must show your bodice.
I don't think I saw that one. That was Peter Pan...
Yes.
Was Afrikaans.
Nia.
No, the
recent one.
Who was Peter Pan? Who was
Michael Riff Temba.
Okay, it wasn't William someone from Afrikaanse Idols.
Oh, nee. Dit was 7 jaar terug.
Ja, dit was 7 jaar terug.
Yes, is tyd vlieg, hè? Wow, 7 years ago already.
Well, now actually 9.
If you... okay, he's been to New York. Have you been?
I've been, yeah.
What have you seen there?
I saw once there. Lovely. It was incredible. I'm really hoping somehow we can do it here.
Now, let me just ask you, is that the TV show that's now... No, Once is the Irish...
It was
Irish.
A movie, yeah, the Irish...
Yeah. Okay, songwriter. I never saw that. And you think it's good?
I loved it, okay. Yeah. I saw Newsies, which I loved.
I haven't seen
Disney
that either.
Stuff is fantastic, and
always.
Those dances were incredible. And I saw Wicked. That also brought me to tears.
I hated it.
Is it?
You saw the wrong production.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, it was my sort of education of musical theatre being there.
I don't know, for me it felt tired. And I mean, I say that with respect to everyone who loves Wicked and everyone who's created it.
Maybe
it just felt
a
little
tired.
Maybe they were. But I paid 1,500 rand for my ticket. Yeah. So a dance, Mersha, dance.
Yeah, dance. Yeah. You know, tired, dance.
Tickets aren't cheap there.
Exactly. Yeah. They are ridiculous.
Yeah.
You said Bette Midler looks cheap. How much was cheap for you, Van Nutt?
I think there's tickets like $80. You can get tickets for 80.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And Natasha, you, have you been yet?
No, it's
you
a
have
dream.
To, eh?
I've actually wanted to go at the end of last year, and then I got Die Van Aardes van Grootwer, so I put my plans on hold.
But it is like a pilgrimage. You have to go.
No, I have to go, and I want to save up millions so that I can just go and buy tickets and go and watch every show that I can.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I'm. It's definitely on my first on my bucket list.
I did, but that was, it's quite nice, but it's not necessary. It's a bit too much. I bought 3 tickets for myself so that I don't have people next to me. How's that, eh?
I like that. Ooh. So things are going well then, eh?
Yes. Well, when I was there.
Hashtag New York Natasha Fund.
Yes.
Yeah. Not anymore. I can't do it now,
okay.
But one day.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I've done it. You see, that's the thing about life. Yeah. You've done it now, and you move on to something new, but you have to do these things.
No, I must. Mm. It's a definite to-do.
And have you got any, okay, after the pantomimes, nothing yet lined up?
There is one or two things in the pipeline.
What's your dream role?
Well, this is also bizarre because...
Come on.
One of them, which doesn't sound like a particularly... interesting one, but one that I grew up loving is Roxy from Chicago.
Ah, Have we had a Chicago here yet?
We
yes,
have.
Twice.
Samantha Pier played her in that role.
Oh, know the name.
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, sure. Wicked is another massive.
Which one, the green one or the good fairy?
Well, no, I think every girl's dream is to play Elphaba. But okay. There's.
I think your fiance also wants to play her.
Mm.
Was it she? You said, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She'd love this.
Every girl's dream.
Yeah, no. But I think, yeah, there's quite a few. All of a sudden you try and think of them and then the musical comes into your brain.
Are you going to Cape Town soon, Casper?
What must I see?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Bernard, just tell him.
I'm flying down in 2 weeks to see it.
Please let me know. I'm going down on the 25th of November to watch. Yeah. I think I'm going to love it. Because I wanted to go to New York, and I actually specifically booked that entire trip because I wanted to go watch Hedwig.
Because I saw your post, and you were excited about it, and then it got
all of a sudden, September, they said, sorry, we're closing. Yeah. And there my heart broke into millions of pieces. But it's okay. I watched other wonderful things.
What do you hear about it from Cape Town? That it's good.
Yeah, that it's fab. So I'd love to. I'd also love to go and see it. So you must let us know.
The girl that played opposite me is actually in it with Paul. Yeah, Jenna.
Oh.
And Paul Dettoy, I'm sure you know.
He's amazing.
I know the name Paul Dettoy, yeah. What would he play?
He's playing Hedwig at the moment.
Okay, but what else did he play that I know of?
He was also Brad and Rocky, the version that you were in as well.
Yeah.
The Fugard version that you were in. Yeah.
Were you Rocky?
I've still got my little gold underwear at home.
Really? Was he?
No, I played Brad.
I
wore my little Y fronts instead.
But, so I didn't see him as Rocky.
No.
As Brad.
You saw Paul.
Oh, and he's now Hedwig.
Yeah.
You see, slowly I'm getting there.
Yeah.
What's this? It's disco again. Yeah. Waka waka waka. Waka waka waka. And in the...
This is Barry White.
Yeah, it sounds like it needs some. Oh, baby. I just wanna.
Yes.
Hold you.
He really should stop speaking like that.
Is it bad?
No.
That's good.
Casper.
There we go.
Those butterflies are back. Those butterflies are
jaw
back.
Is.
What? I will clean up. I will. I've got stuff here. Is this mine? From the stuff you've seen on Broadway, Wesley.
Yeah.
Do you think a Wicked can be done here? Because I don't think it can. It's too expensive.
That's a very long conversation.
Okay, well, let's move on.
Okay.
From the stuff that you've seen, what do you think can transfer here and that we should see You know,
you know, I mean, maybe this is just because I loved it so much, but I don't know why, and all the musical theatre lovers out there might disagree with me, but I really think Matilda would do well in South Africa. Yes. I mean, Annie, I think Annie's happening soon, and I'm sure that's going to be a really large, a huge success. And, you know, South Africans are, you know, family theatre goers. I think if, you know, Kitty, the idea that children on stage having a jawl would definitely be crowd pullers. And I think Matilda's a definite one because it's such a fantastic production as well. When I watched it in New York, it was one of my favourites. I sat there, I was like a kid again. It was magnificent.
Have we got children?
Yes, we do. We definitely have kids.
More and more, I think.
More and more, we see, you know, wonderful kids.
Less than the cute, cheesy ones.
But
and the
actual real talent,
actors.
Real talent, yeah.
And the other one that he wrote to mention is not doing that well, apparently. The Groundhog Day musical.
I don't know. I haven't.
It's not doing well.
Is it?
I don't know why. Because I loved him.
He's fantastic. Groundhog Day, the movie.
The movie, yeah.
Oh. And that's also nice. But it's apparently he wrote a musical now.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm going to go research.
Research that. What else?
Tell us about your experiences in Saturday Night Fever. Not because I'm here, because I'm actually interested to know.
No, I meant what else would you bring over? I will lead the interview. Fucking segue off to another thing. I will speak to Daniel now.
That's classic.
Casper just gave me a schooling. no, I think the first thing that popped in my mind was Matilda. I think Matilda's a definite one, a definite winner. But there's some really awesome stuff happening in the future. I don't know if I'm allowed to say or whatever, but there is some really awesome stuff coming.
From the hidden information we may not hear.
But that's
secrets and lies. Have you ever heard of or seen a off-Broadway production called Alter Boys?
Yes.
That should be so nice, yeah.
Alter Boys is fantastic, but I don't know if it's got a following.
Is it too risky?
It's a little contentious, especially in conservative South Africa. I think it's a little too contentious.
I loved it. Just this gospel boy band. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff that they can bring, you know?
A lot of people are dying for Les Mis. I think Les Mis would do well in South Africa.
But that's so fucking old. Just
because you've seen it before, it's like, ons het dit ook sien.
Can you hear the people sing?
Yes.
No, that also, it's all sung.
Yeah. It is all sung, yeah.
It's just pretty intense.
It is, yeah. But I think it would do well. Yeah, I mean that is a nice big epic classical.
No, person. It is beautiful music.
I think it would do well.
Yeah, oh, they can do it. Daniel, now moving on to you.
Thank you, thank you. Yes.
What is your tip of fun dream? First of all, do any of you act in TV shows and stuff that I must know?
No,
not at this moment.
I've done a couple of movies and commercials.
What movies did you do?
Overseas stuff.
I don't want to hear Limpy Girls again. What's the song?
Yeah.
Overseas stuff?
Yeah.
What, porn?
No, that's my voiceover work. I do the late night ET show.
Porn. We did porn sound effects here. Let's do it again. So what you do is you take your hand, wet your finger, okay? You take your fist... And just do this. And you and I do the raw noises. Okay.
Let's go.
Can you hear my balls?
That's real sexy talk, okay? Love it when you talk dirty, Casper.
Can you hear my ballies sing?
I feel like Daniel and you should be making the noises. Yeah, I'll do the balls. Stugard.
Okay, so you were in overseas productions.
Films, yeah. I did a mini series called The Prisoner, which was quite cool with Ian McKellen and Jim Caviezel.
Are they anywhere on
nee, this,
Netflix nee, or Hulu? So far
geleden, too long ago. It was before Netflix was around.
How old are you then? But you're supposed to be fucking 19 in the play.
I'm 20. I'm 20.
Okay.
20. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you? What didn't you play? But because you should be a lead in a production.
I
can
I would
make
like that.
A few phone calls.
Yeah, yeah. Hook me up, Casper. Anything. TV, movies. I'm ready for it.
Very well. Can we just move on from Funky Fucking Town? Thank you so much.
It's a good one.
Yeah. And what's your dream thing? What Okay, it's nice to play a role in a new movie, obviously, but in a musical, the experience you've gained now from the knowledge you have, what would you kind of like to play?
Sure, but I can't say that my knowledge of what's around is all that great. I'm 31.
Wow.
Definitely not 19. Yeah, no. Why do you think I'm getting married? I wouldn't be doing it if I was 19.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So what do we think? Where should we cast him in?
I'll cast him in anything.
Oh, thanks, Wes. I feel like Jersey Boys was my dream role. Tommy was my dream role.
No, you're too young to say that.
You think so?
Yeah,
there's so many roles. I think you would do well, and I really do.
Thanks, Wes. Yeah, well, bring them at me.
I'm going to think.
I'm looking for the next big thing.
We got a message here, Banner. Can you read it for us?
Mark E. sê, al onrealistiese gedeelte van konsistorie is die kerk wat nie geld het nie. Hashtag grappie.
Oh, I understand. Because
we're now
soap. Yeah. We got a soap now, just playing. It doesn't matter. Is that all he says? And your favorite kind of movies, what do you like?
My favorite movie, at the moment is The Grand Budapest Hotel, a Wes Anderson film. I love that so much.
And why do you love that so much?
I thought the dialogue was incredibly engaging, and then the shots are beautiful to match it. So it was bloody funny as hell.
Funny as hell and beautiful colours, eh?
Yeah.
Filled in with all kinds of nice hues.
There we go, that's it. Yeah. Lots of pastels.
Natasha, and you?
Sure. I like a bit of action. Action movies. But I'm also a little bit of a rom-com sucker. Oh, I know, it's terrible, but
no, that doesn't matter.
Anything with Catherine Heigl.
Oh, I love Catherine Heigl, but I must be honest, an actress for me who I just adore is Kristen Wiig.
Mm. Oh, she's great.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy
she's
her.
She's always good.
Yeah, I feel like I that's my type of character if I had to.
She's brilliant in comedy. Yeah. And she can carry a scene.
Yeah, she's really cool. So yeah, anything with a good laugh. Although I must be honest, I don't have time to watch movies often.
That's you gotta study your craft.
No, I watch movies and things that are relevant, but I need to take more time to do that. I don't like Sydney Still for Bailankni.
Wesley, and you, if you're going to play a part, are you good in comedy as well? Amongst all your other stuff.
I love playing in comedy.
Can you and I do a...
I think we should.
What's that thing that Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane did just now?
The producers.
No, that's too expensive. But they can bring it here.
Yes, they can.
That they can bring.
They can. That would be wonderful, actually.
Yeah. I actually saw that on West End.
Oh, yay! Woohoo!
Oh, and do you know what else I would actually really love to play in is Mary Poppins.
Yes, that's a lovely one.
Yeah, Mary.
Because I love
that on Broadway. I hated it. That felt tired to me.
Oh, really?
Jeez, like they were. You could see them trying to corpse each other on stage.
Oh, really? That bit.
Oh, wow, no. The one I saw was amazing. It was incredible.
What's that one? The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple.
Oh, okay, yes. Iwis, you and I.
Come on.
The Odd Couple. I'm creating jobs for
someone
myself.
Out Someone out there. Casper and I are ready.
Okay, so let's tell this public listening why they should go to Saturday Night Fever, especially if you love and remember the movie. I didn't remember the story, so for me it was all new. And this production actually makes sense because the other one I didn't know what the fuck I was seeing. It's got wonderful music, wonderful dancing, wonderful singing. You got a dreamboat playing the father.
Craig Abani, yeah, he's quite a heartthrob.
Craig is funny, eh? He steals the show in the first half.
Yeah.
He's very
good. Son of
good.
A bitch. Yeah. He's very funny.
No, but I mean, he's also been around the block a couple of times. So, no, he's very, very funny. And then, you get all this wonderful disco music and disco steps, which was once hated. the poor Bee Gees were hated.
Really?
Oh my God! They walked out of interviews so much so where they asked stupid questions about that and all that. And now they are these absolutely revered, well, they're all dead, but but Barry is a revered songwriter, he's in the Hall of Fame, but they really suffered after Saturday Night Fever. I don't know why. It was because maybe the new sound. But, okay, I must also say, in this production, we don't have the BG sound.
No.
Which is good. I mean, it doesn't bother you that you don't hear it, but you get more... new interpretations of the Bee Gees songs that I liked as well very much.
It is definitely a different sound. It's what's so cool about the musical is it's about the interpretation and it's about the storytelling more than the gimmick of putting on that high-pitched sound.
Yes.
And there are a couple of moments, like in Jive Talking, where Keaton, for instance, will harmonize in that specific register so that you hear it and stuff. But it's not about replicating the sound. It's about telling our own story. And it's really quite exciting to hear the music, you know, differently interpreted.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that when you, like, for instance, Tragedy as a Ballad. That's fantastic always to hear that kind of interpretation. You know the real tragedy, but now why would you now sing it like the Bee Gees?
No, you wouldn't, exactly.
That's them.
Yeah.
A ballad just made, the words made sense all of a sudden when he sang the words. Just sing me the words.
Here I stand in a lost and lonely part of town.
Slower.
Held in time, in a world of tears I slowly drown.
Oh. Go on.
Nah, all alone, I'm raging with a heart of stone.
Oh, but
a heart. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really living on the borderline with all of my sins. It's too hard to tell just where hell begins. Tragedy.
When the morning comes and the evening shows, it's...
Sure.
Tragedy.
That's a lyrics. Tragedy.
When the morning comes and the evening shows.
Sure.
I don't know.
Which one of the bloody Bee Gees wrote those?
Definitely not the one in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what the Hall of Fame is.
I'm busy getting into character at that moment while I sing. So, yes.
Yeah, and a very strange yet new ending to a musical.
Yes. Eh?
Because you sort of, with musicals, you expect this now going to be... I actually thought they're going to sing Tragedy again in full speed or something. Very nice. But I mean, the whole thing is there, like they always do with the musicals. You have your medleys and all that shit. It's lovely. But the ending is very, very new. I'm happy. It's a happy ending, people.
And like we said, because we wanted to, we honored a lot of the movie, and that's how the movie ends as well. So
I'm going to fucking watch that movie now.
Do
Netflix.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a squiz.
Because I never clicked with that movie. Yeah. I'm going to watch it now.
I think the difficulty was for us, you know, from the movie to put it onto stage, you had to obviously make it theatrical. So
yeah.
You know, that's why the set design is as it is, and, you know, it's what we did, how we... We sort of decided and conceived how we wanted the disco to look and the use of the boxes and the vignettes.
That's very nice. The scenes in the disco, stunning. Did you have to watch? Did you want to watch Saturday Night Fever, the movie with John Travolta, or did you ignore it?
I didn't watch it. No.
Good.
Yeah, I thought if I watched it, I'm going to try and imitate John Travolta. Yeah. So.
And you watched it.
I did because I. For the auditions, I was up for two different roles, and I didn't. I thought to myself, "Let me just see what the differences are." So I did watch it, yes. Mm. But after I'd watched it, and going into the audition, I just
ignoreer, meneer. People, this is not coming to Johannesburg. It's only in Pretoria at the State Theatre. I must tell you, the drive there is easy peasy, because you think, "Oh God, I must go to the State Theatre." Very easy.
It really is. It's straight road.
Yeah.
Almost all the way
there. You park inside there. You're at the opera.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Move in. There's like restaurants. There's a girl selling fucking pies for 10 rand a pie. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I said, how much is this little fucking midget pie? 10 rand. And I was so hungry, I ate it. I bought it. I said, yes. Yeah, yeah, it's that. And how much is the cook sister? 10 rand. Do you have a pay off plan? Yeah.
Levi.
Now, Daniel, I am going to follow you on Instagram, but the rest of the world also will. So what's your Instagram?
It's Daniel...
You don't even know?
Daniel Bass. _ Bass.
I think
okay, look at it.
No, it's Daniel Bass.
It's Daniel Bass.
Daniel Bass, just Daniel Bass. Sure, I nailed it. I got in there quickly.
Natash, you?
I'm Tash _VDM.
Van der Merwe.
Yeah. Van der Merwe is by Lankwer, so I've just... My Instagram and my Twitter is Tash _VDM.
Martin wrote to Wesley, yes. Maybe it's a good Kinky Boots. Should that come?
Kinky Boots is a wonderful option, Martin. You know what? It's a conversation we could have. I would love to have a conversation with all the creators in the country to see whether or not it would work. Because the South African market is a particular kind of market. And you want to give them what they want. And you also want to push the boundaries at the same time.
But we are now open. I mean, there are swivel morphies. Ons sal allemaal gaan kyk vir Kinky Boots.
Ja, maar is daar 50,000 morphies wat sal Kinky Boots gaan kyk?
Ja!
But it was a good story that, hey?
Ek dink Priscilla gaan 'n goeie test wees vir sulke type musicals to come.
Ja, I hope they do it well though.
Yes, I think it is a very clever test, yeah, to see whether or not those do well.
The time has come to announce that Wesley has been knighted as Sir... Wesley. Wesley, congratulations and thank you for your support the Casper Radio Show. You are now the Order of the Garter and you are amongst a few selected beautiful people who are Sir Jonathan, Sir Wesley, Lady Michelle. So, wonderful company.
Thank you very much.
Daniel. Honored. For you, I'm going to ask if you can give us food for thought for the week. And we listen to this.
Here is that thought of the week.
Anything you've read, and a meme or a chappy paper or genuine advice for people.
Dear Lord, what a lot of pressure, hey?
I know.
I suddenly feel really ridiculous.
You can make it lighthearted as well. You don't have to, because it feels cock, but when you listen back, it's actually fantastic.
Thought of the day should be come and watch Saturday Night Fever. You won't regret it.
You see?
At the
There it is.
State
you knocked
theater.
It. Yes. Go and see it at the State Theatre. You will love it. It's easy to get there. Don't let Pretoria throw you. And if you live in Pretoria, go see it. Fuck, sit in Pretorianers. You'll sit down. Gaan kyk dit nou. Dis lekker. En ons skinny musiek is baie lekker. Okay, so I want to play this.
Goodbye, stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, God's way.
Goodbye, bye, well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Wesley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Bernard.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Natasha.
Bye-bye, Casper.
Natasha. Ja. Bye-bye, Natasha.
Bye, dankie, Casper. Bye-bye.
Daniel.
Yes, Casper.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.